I'm here with a mother and son team who have come to St. Jacoby to make a delivery. Tell us your names.
My name is Jen Casey.
I'm Jake Casey.
And how did you find out about this hub?
Through the internet. I was looking for a place to volunteer and I couldn't really find anything. And I just kept searching and then I found Occupy Sandy and found St. Jacoby.
And I heard from her, so.
And what are you guys doing? What's your mission you're off on right now?
We are about to deliver some supplies out to the Rockaways. So, loading up our minivan and going to head out.
And what was the experience like arriving here as a volunteer?
Everybody was incredibly friendly. We went through a brief orientation and we're given our mission.
What's your impression of Occupy Sandy?
Busy and a lot of people with great attitudes looking to help people. And just everybody's in good spirits and trying to help everybody out.
Have you been involved with an Occupy event before?
No, not at all. This is the first time. So.
What's your impression?
It's fun. And it's rewarding. So good workout too. So you know.
Excellent. Thank you. Have a good ride.
All right.
I hear there's a little bit of traffic out there.
Yeah, we'll make it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Take care.
So they're gonna load you up.
Okay.
They know where your car is.
It's right here. It's the blue one.
So they're going to load you up, and then you're going to just basically do a drop of the supplies to the utility towers at 2007 Surf Avenue in Cody.
Okay.
Contact is Wanda.
Okay.
So you're off to do another trip. How's it been going, and what's your impression of this operation?
The operation's pretty amazing. It's nice to see the on-the-ground nature of, like, people helping people. The Rockaways are pretty bad right now. New York is this kind of this duality that's going on.
How you doing, sir?
You know, most of us have, and a couple people don't. So get out there and volunteer, everyone.
Thank you. I'm here with Juan, who happens to live next door to St. Jacoby Church, and he's been helping out a lot. How's it going, Juan?
It's been going so far. I'm very proud because everything is organized. People are showing their support. And I strongly believe in the power of the people and not in the power of the government, because the government is not doing enough to help the Sandy victims. We need more action and less talk. Everybody's talking, but nobody's acting.
And what do you think is different about Occupy, the services and the organization here? What's your impression?
People are showing a strong support, and they are showing that they really care. They're out in large numbers showing the support, and they get to it right away. They come here, they ask what needs to be done, and it gets done right away.
Tell us a little bit about this church that you've lived next door to.
This church has been here for many, many years. As you can see in Sunset Park, there's a lot of church. There are numerous churches. Just in this four square block, you can see that there's four different churches, one in each corner. And this church has been here ever since I've been a little boy. I've been here for 44 years. And I guess Sunset Park is all about different churches.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen this much activity at St. Jacoby?
No, this is the first time. In 44 years, this is the first time that I see this kind of function, this amount of people, this kind of support. This is the first time, and I said to myself, I need to be a part of this. And that's why I'm here today helping out.
Hi, I'm talking with Rocky, who's here at St. Jacoby volunteering. I saw her go through her orientation. How's it going?
It's going great so far. I've been helping a lot, and it's been really interesting down here. Everybody's been great working together.
How did you find out about Occupy Sandy?
I actually found out about it on Twitter. I started seeing the tweets go out a little before the storm actually hit, the first storm, the hurricane. And I noticed that it was starting to pick up a lot of attention. And everyone on Twitter was trying to help out. And I saw it and decided to just come down and help out as much as I can.
What's your impression of how things are going here?
It's really smooth. It's overwhelming to see how much stuff is being donated here.
Yeah.
And that everyone here is helping out, and there's no egos. Everyone is just working together. And if you don't have anything to do, you'll find someone else to go to, and you just go on your own, take the initiative to do something. So I really like how organized it is.
What would you say to people thinking about volunteering?
They should definitely do that. Should definitely come down to Jacoby or go to 520 Clinton Street. Or just go online to interoccupy.net.
Uh-huh.
And they can find out more information. And the media is finally picking up what Occupy Wall Street is doing, which I'm really proud of. Maybe they'll change their minds about what the whole movement is about.
Have you been involved in the movement previous to this?
No, I was not. I was just watching from afar. I saw what was going on, and I saw that people had different views about it. But maybe now they'll see that this is people-powered. And they were actually on the ground before everyone else was. That's including FEMA, that's including Red Cross, because they're already in the neighborhood, so they know what the neighborhoods need.
What are you off to do right now, Rocky?
I'm going to go back on the assembly line and to distribute more stuff here, and then see if they need me in communications upstairs.
Thank you, Rocky. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. So I'm here in a room upstairs at St. Jacoby Church. This room is called the Hotline Room, and it's also the Data Entry Room. There's a bunch of people here. What's your name?
I'm Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Tell us a little bit of what's going on here, if you're in between bites.
Well, I haven't been here for very long, but I've been answering some phones for the hotline and returning some older calls and making sure volunteers know where to go and things like that.
And Lena, you've been working here for how long?
Since about noon.
Okay.
So,
and what's the And what's the procedure in here?
We're using the Google Voice number. People come in, I set their phones up so they can receive calls, and then I give them numbers that have called us so we can call people back.
And what are most of the calls about that are coming in?
Mostly it's people being curious where they can donate and what we need.
And what's the experience been like in here?
It's been great. I showed up this morning and I was put to work, and I've been answering calls and calling people back and connecting people with places where to go and when to come. Actually, it feels like the morning, but I think I showed up about an hour.
What are the calls you're receiving? What do they tend to be?
Just now, some guy called. He's on his way from Hudson, New York. He has food, and so I connected with him with the place of where he can bring it.
Why don't you go ahead and tell the people what the hotline number is?
Okay, the hotline number is 347-470-4192.
And that is the hotline for Occupy Sandy.
Yes.
And how has it been for you guys who are new to Occupy? What was the experience like just integrating here?
It's very empowering because I feel like my opinion is being listened to and a lot of communication. It's nice. Friendly.
What would you say?
Very organized.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very...
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Mimi, and I was working with... I didn't work with Occupy, but I went down to all the demonstrations when they were in Liberty Park, and it was... I'm so happy to see that they're up and running.
Yes,
they're doing all this great work.
I'm in a downstairs room at St. Jacoby Church. It's a kind of a quiet place right here. I'm talking with, what's your name?
Braden.
Braden, what are you guys doing down here?
Well, we're working on housing. So there's a lot of people in need of temporary housing and been displaced because of the storm. And what we're doing is trying to connect them with people who have offered housing. So a lot of people don't have internet or power, so it's difficult for them to do this on their own. So what we're doing is sort of a... just making those connections for them. We have an online form where people can fill out an offer housing, and then we're getting people, some people out in the field who are forwarding us names and phone numbers and so forth to talk to people who need housing. So we're sort of trying to compare these two groups and connect them with each other and hopefully get people housed. It's rewarding when it happens.
And you're coming back tomorrow as well?
Oh yeah, we'll be here. I mean, there's several of us and we're sort of a growing group. We need more help.
Have you been involved with Occupy activities before?
Yeah, I have. I haven't been in New York, so I came to New York just a few months ago to go to grad school, but I had been involved in an Occupy group that was not in New York.
So this is part of an inter-Occupy success story.
Yeah. So, you know, now we're in the city and we're doing this. So.
Great. Well, thanks so much. So I'm talking with Ava, who is here at Jacoby, volunteering, because when you tried to volunteer at other places, you said they weren't letting kids help. So what's different about this place that you've noticed?
Well, I think it's more open here. It's more friendly so that different people get to help out. I think it's important that kids get to help out so when they grow up, they're experienced to it.
And you may have some good ideas that we don't have, too.
Yeah, but I think this is a good setup.
What are you off to do right now? I see you're busy.
We're about to go to the Clinton Club, and we're going to go help drive stuff everywhere and make sandwiches and stuff.
Great. I'm standing out front of the church right now. We have a bunch of cardboard signs saying this is where the driver's line is. What's going on here?
So basically, as they get
dispatch forms upstairs from the field of there's a need in a certain area with certain supplies needed or volunteers needed. We would then coordinate with drivers that are willing to drive and volunteers that want to be sent out, and then we send them out to those sites to fill the dispatch form, whatever the need is at that location.
And did you have all the drivers you needed today?
Today, I think so. I mean, it ebbs and flows. Earlier in the week, we had no drivers and tons of people that wanted to go places. And today, we had a ton of drivers and not a lot of people that wanted to go places.
Are you going to particular homes or dispatch centers?
Mostly dispatch centers, and then they're facilitating from there, going into the neighborhoods. But pretty rarely do we get a request to a specific house.
Great. And what kinds of things, what's the general request order in this situation?
So earlier in when we started the relief effort, it was more of things that have an immediate need to solve a problem. So like survival things like food and dog food and baby supplies. And as the week has progressed, that need has decreased and there's more of an increase of cleaning supplies, shovels, mops, brooms. So before it was, let's get these people fed and warm them up. And now it's like they're warm and they've got food. Now they're trying to demo their houses. And so the supply needs have transitioned into that.
How has this experience been for you?
It's been good. I've been here since last Sunday, so for about a week. And I've been coming every day. And the only day that I couldn't come was on Wednesday, and that whole day all I was thinking about was like, I wonder how it's going, like, is it crazy, how do I get back there to help, and that kind of thing. And so ever since then I've just been coming back from start to finish.
You've been involved with other Occupy activities?
No, this is my first one.
What's your impression?
It's good. I mean, when I first thought about Occupy Wall Street, I think I was like every other dumb American, like a bunch of people protesting something I'm not sure about, who probably don't have jobs, and like, what are they doing? And I just kind of dismissed it as that. And once I came out here, I saw it's a lot of really educated people and a lot of really smart people who are just trying to do something really great. And it's not just about, you know, people protesting things that don't have anything better to do with their life or time.
So what would you say it is about now?
I think it's just kind of filling the need that mass government or mass organizations don't necessarily have the personnel to do. I mean, with those organizations, there's a ton of red tape to do anything, and you have to check with multiple people to get approval to do whatever. And with their movement, everyone is very empowered to, they see a need and they see something that can fill that need, to do it and to get it done and to just do it and get it done. And you don't have to get anything approved by anyone or fill out forms to whatever. So it's just very much like, you've got a need, I've got someone who can fill it, done.
Hi, so I'm standing here with Zach. It's towards the end of the day here on Saturday. You are from the D.C. area.
That is correct.
And you've driven here from there?
From there. We've been making trips from D.C. to here the last 4 or 5 days, and we're working with Scott over at CSS Charity. You can check them out on cssCharity.com.
Great. And what does CSS stand for?
It's Conviction Safety Society.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I got the acronym correctly. I apologize if I butchered it or not.
That's all right. But how did you find out about Occupy Sandy and St. Jacoby?
Well, what happened was Scott over at CSS Charity bought some generators from us, and we were down in New Jersey. We were working with the mayor down there, and we left the generators for him at the town hall, and then we followed up with another phone call with him, and one thing just led to another, and we were like, hey, Occupy Sandy, we need to take generators and heaters. So right now I'm waiting on my van to come up with heaters, and I know some of you guys said you need some chainsaws and other tools, so that's the kind of items that we provide right now.
And so are you making a run from here to somewhere else? Have you been dispatched to take these elsewhere?
Some of these tents, they're going to Rockaway. We got another 40 tents coming, generators coming.
Wow.
We got like hand crank lanterns, so you don't need battery or anything, you just crank them out with your hand, they light up, you can plug your cell phones in them. So we got a lot of neat stuff coming that a lot of people I think could use, you know.
And what do you think of the operation here at St. Jacobi?
Well, I really like it. I like the, it looks really organized with the signs. The signs kind of directing, hey, we don't need more clothes. You know, what goes where. Some of the other places that don't have power, I mean, it is completely different than what it looks like over here. So you guys are doing a really good job right now.
Have you had a chance to interact with FEMA or the Red Cross?
Honestly, we just came down from 192 Ebbets Street. I saw a couple police officers there. I didn't see any FEMA. I saw two military guys, and that was it.
And what's the scene at Ebbets right now?
Ebbets is pretty bad off. I mean, there's people just, it looks like the entire neighborhood's gone. You know, it's all the houses are gone. Everybody's just walking around. You know, if you're lucky, you have a tent, like one of these enclosed tents to sleep in or something.
So you're really able to get these things to places that have not been served by FEMA or Red Cross, as far as you can tell.
That's one of our main goals with CSSCharity.com is we want to go into places that are kind of being passed over. And we're identifying those places. And we're a small organization, but we're very mobile. And
yeah.
we can get the products to where it's needed really fast. Within 24 hours, we can get generators, everything into the place that's needed.
That's
so
great.
We just give us a call, contact us, say, hey, this is what we need, so we can get it to the proper places.
And you're finding the dispatch here is just more efficient, and you're able to deliver the goods to the people you want to get.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. We need to know like who's on the ground and who's kind of like running the operation, so we can say, hey, like I spoke to one of the gentlemen earlier here. He said you guys needed crowbars and chainsaws, and I was like, well, I have that stuff. I got a bunch of them sitting in my warehouse.
That's great.
In Rahway, New Jersey. So I have a location here in Rahway that I'm storing some stuff in. So I just need to know what's needed so I can get it in. So.
You're getting those answers here at St. Jacobi.
Yeah, well, I'll just kind of sit in the car and just start talking to people. You start getting answers, you know, and the more communication we have, the more efficient we can be, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
I'm talking with Diego from Occupy Wall Street. He's been out in Rockaway. You set something up. When was that?
It was last week, actually.
Was it the Wednesday right after the storm?
The Wednesday after the storm, we were actually red hooking still. And that was like the first thing that sort of Laura, myself, and Primo just like went off and just decided to establish these locations. And it really literally was like five people. It was like us, and then like Bree started the PayPal. Or the WePay, or whatever. Yeah, the WePay.
And that was a way for people to
Facebook.
Donate?
Yeah, that was a way for people to like, donate, and then it just exploded. We first tried to, like, establish Sunset Park to be taken care of, so through Occupy Sunset Park, and everyone, okay, it's going to be fine, and the next day we realized Sunset Park was fine, and, like, what's the nearest place to go and, like, help out? And it was Red Hook. And so then, through the help of Primo and again Laura, we sort of just, like, walked in there, and they're like, it was the Red Hook initiative, and they're just like, well, you know, who are you guys? And we're like, hey, we can establish like a kitchen here, like that's what organizers do, we agitate, right? So they were like, okay, I guess it is a disaster time, like use our space. And then, you know, next day that place was crawling, and people were cooking food and feeding each other.
So the Red Hook initiative is a they're already there. They're part of that community,
mm-hmm.
And then you're kind of able to amplify their efforts.
Yeah.
And then once that was set up, how many days later did you end up in Far Rockaway?
Well, as soon as possible, that Wednesday we went to scout out. We tried to go to like Lower East Side, but it was taking forever. It was actually just the traffic, you know. And then we went to we went to Rockaway to scout out a place. And we would stop somewhere where it was like mostly destroyed, the first place we stopped, and we'd just get back in the car and continue and talking to people, you know. And I just spoke to, I saw this man out in the corner next to all like a row of like burnt buildings, and I said, hey man, how you doing, you know? And he was like, oh man, I lost all my business. I lost everything, man. I mean, I started this business 1 week before the hurricane.
Oh, wow. What kind of business was it?
It was a business that sort of helps people get their licenses, or like if they're like a day laborer, they can get like their contracting license, that kind of stuff. And it was called Yana. And Yana, you know, stands for You Are Not Alone.
Wow.
And I said, hey, man, can we use your spot to open up a community space to, you know, to build a community? And he's like, give me the key. And he's like, all right, like, go ahead. And then that was it. Like,
wow.
The next day, it was just, again, just like the Red Hook Initiative, just booming. And trucks came in. I mean, we like, cleaned it all out. We, you know, the volunteers were incredible. And from then on, it was just anything that we looked at, anything that we saw, anything that, like, you know,
you could occupy yourself with.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I was like, you know, what do we need now? And I, you know,
so what were some of those needs? What are some of the actual things you've been just fundamentally doing?
Well, I mean, it all goes to where, like, our, like, relationship to space has changed out there, because it sort of is like a crisis mode. So our relationship to space is so different. Like, I've convinced two landlords now to give us like a space. One became a medic. And a medical center, and mm-hmm. the other one became a volunteer intake, as well as like an outside acupuncture, like Acupuncturists Without Borders or something like that set up there. And I've just been doing, you know, and then like two houses, well, no, three houses donated to us, you know, where they were like, use this as your HQ, you know. And so we have like two offices in the back, like we don't even know what to do with the other one because we haven't even established the first one, you know. And then a house around the corner where we can just sleep. And so, like, it's really interesting to me that, like, these spaces in another time, in another like moment in time, it wouldn't be appropriate to go to someone and say, can I use this space to make a medical center?
Right.
They'd be like, what are you talking about? And like, can you pay? You know?
That's really interesting, because Occupy addressed the issue of public space, and now we're suddenly redefining the use of private space.
Right. It's redefining private space. And that's exactly like what's been going on. Like, we go to private spaces and we say, can we turn this public? Can we make this public, right?
Or private spaces have come to you also.
Oh, yeah, I guess that works too.
So I hear some other private people have been coming to you. You've been getting some phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I've been in meetings where, like, the senator called in, or, like, you know, where... like, whoever Doug is from the Yankees.
Doug from the Yankees, but an important Doug from the Yankees.
Yeah, an important Doug from the Yankees. I mean, he's you know.
What was that call like?
I mean, he was sort of like, you know, what do
you... He asked for you, Diego?
Yeah, I mean, we had each other's numbers somehow. He was supposed to, he wanted to talk to someone in charge, or someone like, you know, and I'm, as like, I'm not in charge, but the thing is, I've been there the longest, so people, and I've been like, sort of like coordinating the direction that we're going in, like, okay, we're gonna do this, then we're gonna go out that way, and then we're gonna, you know, that people have been like, okay, well, I think he knows where to go, let's just like go ask him. So like, that's been like a little frustrating for a week, but you know, it's been very tiring.
So they look for someone in charge, instead they just find someone who knows stuff.
Yeah,
which ought to work, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. Essentially, I mean, because we try to, like, I try to sort of establish that it's not like, oh, there's a boss and everything. But like, so he calls and...
What did he say?
And he was like, hey, man, you know, like, how can we help you? And, you know, what do you need? And I was like, yeah, man, to be honest, like, give us some solar panels. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us some solar panels. And then he's like, oh, I don't think I can do that. Like, I don't think I have that connection or something. I was like, come on, man, like... We don't need...
So you bargained down from solar panels, or...
Well, I was like, well, he's, you know, I sort of had an attitude with him, and he sort of felt like, oh, so you don't want us out there? And I said, well, I mean, what can you give us? He's like, well, we can offer like socks and clothes and stuff. And I was like, socks? Like, people can give us socks, you know? I mean, you gotta give us specialty items, like, you know. And he was sort of like taken aback, like,
Yankee socks.
I know. I think he was just trying to like say later that like the Yankees donated this, you know what I'm saying? Like, say this is what the Yankees did, they donated all this stuff. But like, all
right,
when we were challenging them about like, oh no, you can't do that, because we have like,
in between people. Socks and solar panels, did we find any middle ground?
Yeah,
that he was
a transportation team.
Oh wow.
So like buses or vans with like people to like load stuff and move stuff. So that was good.
That's great.
I mean, I guess that was a more creative answer. So, you know, give me a million solar panels.
Give me the future now.
Right. And instead of like compromise, I suppose. But there has
been
like...
That's terrific, though.
Like, TED and Google approached me and they said, well, we can donate solar panels, like 500 of them.
There you go.
And I was like, oh.
That'll make the Yankees feel bad.
Right. I mean, because what Ted and Google, like, they, I don't even know who, I forgot who they were, so I just call it
You've
Ted
got it written down somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's the thing is, I'm also very bad at interviews, essentially, like, people, like, The Nation and The Guardian, the AP, like, hey, Diego, like, call me back, you know, and do this interview. I'm like, I never do it. Never.
But that is what leaves you available to do what it is you're doing best.
Well, yeah, that too. That, I mean,
so
yes,
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. I always do favors for like independent folks or mm-hmm. like folks who, like comrades, right? Right? Like comrades who are trying to do their thing. Like, oh, I'll do anything. Like, you know, what I'm saying, like, I mean, like Lopi and or who Occupy TV. You know, folks who like. You know, they're like, I know you don't have any time because you're just running around like crazy, just like running around, you know, just trying to figure out. It always looks like I'm really busy. And so, but like, you know.
But I think it's that you, the way you are looking to amplify other efforts, you are willing to participate in people's amplification of whatever it is you're doing.
Exactly, especially if they're homeless.
I'll ask you one more question. I'm sure we'll come back and talk to you more about Occupy Sandy.
Right,
I'm just curious
right
now, what is your what is your immediate challenge? What is occupying you in terms of a struggle, a challenge, just an immediate need for tomorrow?
The challenge is, can we convince the world that another world is possible? Like, can we create that? Because we all feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all feel it, we all smell it, we taste it, but it's like, can we actually create it? And you know, we are talking about green cities and we are talking about like rebuilding, and everyone's asking, like, can Occupy pull this off? So that's my challenge.
And Occupy has already answered the question, is there another way of doing this? And that's what we're going to continue to follow. Thanks, Diego.
Yep.
See you out there.